Lieutenant Governor Malotte was in Sitka recently at the invitation of the Chinook Futures Coalition, which was holding a forum about what it perceives as a critical overlap of conservation concerns and the treaty, which the coalition's executive director, Deb Lyons, considers seriously flawed. Malotte didn't attend the forum itself, but he did sit down for lunch with the panelists ahead of the event and listen to their message. As a former salmon troller himself out of Yakutat and Sitka, Malotte likely wasn't hearing anything he didn't already know. He stepped away from the table for a few minutes to speak with KCAW.
Do you think the treaty process has been unfair to Alaska in the past, and do we need to be tougher at the negotiating table?
Alaska has been disadvantaged. The harvest levels for particularly Chinook salmon have been reduced by 50% roughly over several decades of treaty management. And the concern among fishery leaders is that if that reduction now is used as the floor, either for continuing management or for treaty policy, that disadvantages Alaska in a manner that is outside what the science might show.
But Malotte agrees that while some have real concerns over the treaty process, it's the process we have, and it's in the best interests of Alaskans to be on the same page.
And so we need to have that conversation so that when decisions are made, people know upon which bases, scientific, policy, management, stock assessments, that those decisions are being made, and that even if there is disagreement, people respect the process. And it seems right now that there is some concern with process.
Southeast trollers are still feeling the sting from last summer's decision to not open the king salmon season a second time. Although the closure was designed to protect critically low escapement in three of the region's major river systems, Deb Lyons and the Chinook Futures Coalition think the closure was a blunt tool and hurt far more fishermen than it saved Chinook. In a public presentation that she's given at least three times, Lyons is putting some of the blame for the closure on Deputy Commissioner of Fish and Game Charlie Swanton, who is also one of Alaska's lead negotiators on the Pacific Salmon Treaty. The treaty team is appointed by the governor's office. Malotte says Swanton has his full support.
I believe that the negotiations that are underway now that Commissioner Swanton and his team will continue to act in Alaska's best interests. However, they will come back and have conversations here in Alaska with those that are affected and Alaska's principal policymakers, and that their views and their determinations will be considered as vital to the final decision-making process.
The Salmon Forum in Sitka took place while treaty negotiations were occurring in Portland, Oregon. Sitka troller Dennis Longstreth advises the Pacific Salmon Commission on its northern panel. He's unhappy with the timing of the forum and with the schism that others in the fleet are trying to create around Swanton. In an email to KCAW from Portland, Longstreth describes a polar opposite view of the situation. It is important that our treaty commissioner have a high position in ADF&G so that he can direct the resources that we need, Longstreth writes. The treaty team totally supports Charlie as our commissioner and lead negotiator. It is a great team, and we work very closely together. There is no one prepared to take Charlie's place. Longstreth says Alaska takes its brightest and best department staff to negotiations, and he disputes the assertion by the Chinook Futures Coalition that Alaska is outgunned. Mitch Eide is a SANER and the president of the Pacific Salmon Treaty Coalition, which last year dismissed Deb Lyons as its executive director. He's not willing to discuss whether personal politics are in play, but he also points to broad support for Alaska's negotiators from SANERs, gillnetters, and the sport fishery. The rest of the stakeholder groups support the treaty team, he said in a recent phone call with KCAW. Although trollers by far have the largest stake in Chinook, the net groups won't have an agreement with Canada on other species like sockeye until king salmon is settled. Heidi is an alternate on the Northern Panel and a fully informed bystander in what are otherwise closed-door negotiations. He thinks Alaska's team is doing its job under the extraordinarily challenging circumstances of having to negotiate for allocation while also contemplating extreme closures to protect Chinook. It's horrible what's happening, he says, but the alternative is to watch the stocks go away. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.